Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Looking forward to the weekend. Today was Thursday, Today is Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
By the way, the Bandits are home to Toronto tonight. That's like the best Bandits game you can go to.
Let's go!
It's Toronto.
I got to pick out a game. It's not going to be tonight. I got to pick out a game. I'm going to go.
It's either Toronto or Dubuque.
Dubuque.
The rivalries. Dubuque. No, Toronto really is like sellout and just loud, crazy Bandits action. So, picks, right? That's what we do now?
I mean, you want to rush right into it. It's time for picks. Yeah.
It's
What if I did do it? What does that make me?
No!
And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught, each and every one of them, who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
If it's McMade of what I think it is, I don't want to McEat it. Actually, that's not... That is the legendary... A lot of, I think, what I'm drawing from is the Stand Up and Win skit on SNL, where they're all... Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, and Dana Carvey are kind of all trying to be Jerry Seinfeld. So they're all doing his voice with every question. Adam Sandler every time is, who are the ad wizards who came up with this one? Every answer he gives is that on Jeopardy.
Oh, Lord.
What's the deal with Oprah? All right, enough. You're right. We're past enough.
I think I saw Seinfeld at Melody Fair twice.
I regret having never seen him.
That may have happened. It definitely happened once, but it may have happened more than if he performed there more than once. I'll bet I went more than once.
Which he probably performed at 10 venues in the Buffalo area, right? Jerry Seinfeld over the years.
I know he's definitely been at Shea's. I don't know where. I don't think he's ever played the arena.
Okay,
I don't think he's ever gotten to that level. Like, I think maybe for his own sanity and comfort, like playing smaller rooms.
Okay, maybe not 10, but
if you can consider, yeah. So I don't know how many possibilities there would be there.
I think of him just showing up at places. Hmm. Maybe not in Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm teasing you. I mean, when that show started, I remember watching like the pilot episode of that show and fearing it was going to go away because it was just so weird when it showed up. It was a very different show. It's taken for granted now because I think it changed a lot of things about television and how that sort of show is presented. But it felt kind of underground when it started, and then it just got to be the most popular show on earth.
But you knew who he was already. His career was 10 or more years old by then. Maybe 15, the Tonight Show.
When he got a show, my friends and I, we were excited because we knew who he was. Yeah. We'd already been fans of his. And like, oh, this might be really good.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so let's pick these games. I'm up 5.
That is correct.
And don't we alternate in the playoffs? Like one game at a time?
I don't know.
I think it's better.
I do too, but I want to wait until I hear your whole body of work before I commit.
I don't know. Should we let him?
Is that going to be allowed?
I think we alternate because then we talk about these games one at a time.
Yeah.
But if you want, we'll do it your way. I'll just do them all, and then you can do them all, if that's what you prefer.
Okay.
4:30.
Let's just see what happens.
4:30 tomorrow on CBS. I will take the Los Angeles Chargers -3.
Okay, we can do it your way for now.
At Houston. I think kind of a much better team. So, short week, travel, plus the stress and trauma and devastation in L.A. I don't want to use that, but I don't want to ignore it. Just thinking about the real-life effect of that. I mentioned yesterday, maybe it was. We have friends in Santa Monica who play, the kids play volleyball. And think of, like, your sports team or your organization that your kids are involved in. 20 families in this volleyball club lost their homes, burned to the ground. Just so sad. I don't know what this means to the game. Maybe nothing. But I do like L.A. I think Bills fans should want to see a Chargers-Chiefs game, which is fine if the Chargers win, but then you want Pittsburgh to lose, then you get Baltimore. So I don't know. But I think they're Harbaugh, Herbert, a little bit dangerous. They don't have this great skill position set. Who does? The Bills and Broncos? Like, it's sort of maybe okay that the Chargers have what they have. He's favorite excellent. For the Bills draft pick, you know, in that second round when they drafted Coleman, who's done all right. I like L.A. and Houston. I think Houston's bad.
I agree with all this. I'm going to take Houston.
Okay.
I definitely think L.A. is the better team. I think there's probably the reaction to Houston. Like, I've been down on Houston since, like, I don't know, April. But it feels like there's a little, it's a little much right now that they're so bad. They're at home. I don't hate the idea of LA. I mean, I don't want to use it either, but like it's been a trying week. Like, it would be understandable if their minds are elsewhere. If they've been guys on the team have been worried about their families. I mean, there's a lot of real life stuff happening there. And I just think that can be the kind of thing that takes a lot out of you, and we'll never know it. They'll never say it. You know, it's a little like the Bills 2 years ago. It's just, you know, tough, real life. Like, I'm just sort of drained, and you don't know you're on E, but you're on E. So I'll take Houston. I need to make up some ground, and I don't think it's a relatively small spread at that. I mean, so, you know, close game, coin flip almost, even with Houston being at home. I got to make up ground. That's it. I don't really believe in it, but I'm trying.
Our loyal listener who keeps track of the picks for us tweets that we usually alternate.
Okay.
You willing? I'm usually behind, so I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But I go with it. Game two.
I have loved that account until right this minute.
Pittsburgh at Baltimore. The Ravens giving 9.5. I have a rule to never pick against Baltimore. I do think it's a spread. It's teetered between 9.5 and 10. Right now I got 9.5. Where they're kind of see the Steelers, know the history. Lamar Jackson has never rushed for a touchdown against Pittsburgh. 8 out of 10, 18, 16. See what you're supposed to do here. I don't know. I won last week giving 20 with the Ravens. And, I mean, that's the Browns, but the Steelers do not impress. I'll hold my nose and give the 9.5.
All right, this is working out great for me because I really came into this intending to pick both of the underdogs with the points in these first two games on Saturday. So I will take the Steelers. If it's not obvious, it's a lot of points. And these two teams usually play pretty close games. Even the game, was that Christmas? The whole thing's a blur to me. Whatever. Their most recent meeting
just
with
before
the Steelers.
That.
Just before Christmas.
The Saturday before Christmas.
You know, Wilson fumbles at the Baltimore 4. There's a pick six. I mean, those plays happen and they count, obviously. But like that, you said it was 17-17 in the fourth quarter.
Late third.
Okay. So I would love to see Pittsburgh beat them. I'm not at all predicting that they will, but 9. What is the number?
9.5.
Okay.
I love the Ravens' defense in that game.
A lot of points.
Maybe Jackson has an uneven game, like he's had many times against Pittsburgh, but I like the Ravens' defense against the Steelers there. Game three is Denver at Buffalo. Bills minus 9, Sunday at 1. I'll take the Bills.
I also am going to take the Bills.
Game four. What should we say something about the Bills game?
That we've talked about for 20 hours already this week?
I don't love it. I don't think I would bet it minus 9.
I do love it.
Okay.
I definitely love it. I think 34-10, 34-17, that's kind of the score I've got in my head here. I just think Denver, everything Denver is good at, defensively anyway, like that's their calling card is the defense. And Sertan and getting to the quarterback and all that, I trust Allen. I trust the offensive line. I just feel like they're gonna have answers for that. You want to play man? You want to blitz me? Good luck, right? I mean, all it takes is a strip sack and a scoop and score to turn that completely on its head. I recognize, and really, the way I've been talking all week for this game, like if the game starts and their edge guys are getting home and Allen's just getting away with it, I'll be worried. But I don't expect that to really happen. And so I feel pretty comfortable with the Bills and the spread.
And what I'm not comfortable with is the Bills turnover stuff. I've mentioned it a lot this week. Have not lost a fumble since week 4. And the way they've done, to Allen's credit, to the offense's credit, they've really protected the ball seriously well. I think that there's just sort of always a chance in a given Sunday that changes. The tip goes the wrong way. One of those sacked sort of plays. Anything. Which keeps an underdog close if that happens. And Denver seems good at forcing teams into that, even if they haven't played or done very well against teams the caliber of the Bills. We'll see. But I'm for the picks purposes, I'm taking Buffalo, as are you. The fourth game of wildcard weekend is Sunday at 4:30, Green Bay at Philadelphia. The Eagles are now giving 5.5. That line has crept up from a couple of maybe 4 or 4.5 a day or two ago to 5.5 now with the Eagles. Jalen Hurts was cleared, and so was A.J. Brown. I will take the favorite, again, Philadelphia minus 5.5 at home. I like the Packers. I wouldn't be surprised if they even won. I wouldn't be that surprised if they won. They're good, but Philadelphia is really good. I mean, I think maybe the best roster in the whole tournament. The Eagles. And Hurts is there. Barkley is there. They're fresh after taking it easy last week. Hurts has missed a couple of weeks now since he's played last. And I like Matt LaFleur a lot here, but I still am willing to give the points with the Eagles at home.
This is where this alternating thing really... I don't know. I'm dug in on one of the two remaining games. But I think you already gave me a clue earlier that I think I'm okay. I'm going to go with the Eagles too.
I think my two picks left.
I'm not sure of Washington Tampa, but I'm. You said earlier you like Minnesota during your fresh picks.
No longer fresh. These are fresher.
I cannot see Green Bay going in there and winning. Now they could cover. They're getting 4.5. What is it? 5.
Five and a half.
Okay. So I mean that's a healthy number. So they could cover that. I think the Eagles are the second best team in the NFC. I think they're better than Minnesota.
Oh yeah, I do too.
So I just have a hard time seeing Green Bay going in there and winning that game.
It's a rematch from week 1 in Brazil, by the way. Why I thought you might know what I was going to do next is I said earlier I'm taking at least one underdog. The other would have been Denver. But I'm taking Washington plus 3 in Tampa. I'm excited about Washington. I thought the Eagles game would be the night game when trying to guess the schedule, but I think I will enjoy watching this one more. And that Washington team won 12 games. I've never been in love with the Bucs. I had New Orleans last week and almost won on the money line with the Saints, who are terrible in an important game for Tampa, but not quite. But, you know, I'm not scared for Bo Nix this week, and I'm not, you know, in terms of like rookie pressure type context, and I'm neither scared for Daniels. The McLaurin hookup has been great. And I don't know, Tampa just, I just don't think they're as good. Respect to Mayfield, who's, I mean, he's earned his money. Lattimore and Evans, here we go. When Lattimore was with the Saints, they would get into fights, they get thrown out of games. Yep. He has always been able to mess with Mike Evans.
Evans has one. The first time they met, he went 7 for 100-something, 118, 140. I can't remember the number. I saw it earlier. Every other game since then is very modest.
Lattimore makes Jalen McMillan interesting as a pivot in like DFS or in a fantasy tournament maybe. So I'm with Washington. I'll be rooting for them, especially now.
Well, I will go Tampa. We'll see if Lattimore can stay on the field for a whole game. He's been injured the whole time. He was injured when they traded for him. Yep. He came back finally and then was out again, I think. I don't know. He's an Evans antidote, and it works. There's a track record, like I said. But I'd be a little worried about him being able to be there for four quarters. And I need to make up ground. So I'm going to take Tampa. I love Baker Mayfield. He ended up tied with Lamar second in the NFL 41. For touchdown passes, 41-43 for Burrow. I think that came up yesterday, and I mistakenly said Mayfield led the league in touchdown passes. Anyway, I'll take the Bucks.
Finally, Monday night from Arizona, Minnesota and the Rams. The movement of the game from Los Angeles to Glendale help the Vikings in the spread a little bit. It's up to 2.5. And I am taking Minnesota. I feel similar about the Rams to how I feel about the Bucks. I think they're just okay. I think the Rams are the third worst team in the playoffs. Barely above, maybe, the Texans and the Steelers. Just look at their games down the stretch, too. Like the Bills, remember the Bills game, right? They went off. Stafford untouched, 44 points. The other five of their last six games, they're in the teens against the Jets. They had 21 against New Orleans. There's no yards. 19-9, the 12-6 Niners game. Kind of terrible. So they can get hot. I'm trusting, write it down, I'm trusting Darnold to bounce back. I understand what the Rams did resting last week. I thought it made some sense. I didn't hate it. But I do like Minnesota to get pressure on the Rams in this game, which they could not do, did not do at all, much like the Bills game. Minnesota didn't touch Stafford on that Thursday night either. So give me the Vikes.
Tough that they did that with, I would think, central to it. I mean, certainly protecting the players was the first order of business, but we're at home no matter what. It's tough for them. Now they got to travel. I'll take the Rams. I wouldn't pay Darnold this offseason. I'm scared of him.
And you love Stafford.
Yes, and I love Stafford. So I just don't. I don't. I'm very nervous about Minnesota and Darnold. After last,
I'm excited about Jefferson. They missed each other so many times. Jefferson had drops too.
Yep.
In that Lions game, that's the best receiver in the NFL or second best at worst. Unanimous first team all pro. Let's go. Bounce back. Show yourselves, Minnesota Vikings. The history of the Vikings, a Vikings fan would be freaking out. Apparently they always do about everything. But just like, oh, great season, 14-2, and now we lose and go to LA, and then it's not LA. Just like probably bracing for the worst. Go Vikes. Sal Capaccio joined us earlier on this Football Friday to talk. Guess what he talked about mostly was the Bills-Broncos game, which makes a lot of sense. Injury updates and sort of vibes on this game and more. It is Football Friday on WGR, and it's been great. Sal was great. There's one more thing I want to say about it, and I'm almost ready to say it.
Are you just doing this because I got up and put my coat on?
No. It's that Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We'll be back in a snap with Sal, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.